Yesterday, 1.3 billion people in the world began the season of Lent. We are not alone. Why do so many enter into this season of Lent when it is a season of truly suffering and turning away from sin, things that are difficult for us? Why do people listen to Jesus and want to follow in his footsteps? It's because of what lies before us. Jesus says that he must suffer and he must die, but that he will be raised. We are looking for this glory that can only come through suffering. We're looking for this glory that can only come by giving up our sins. And it can only be found by following in the footsteps of Christ. And we know that the saints have gone before us doing exactly that, suffering for the sake of Christ, and that they share his glory. There's clear evidence of it. And I'll share with you one of those, the martyrs that we celebrate today, Saints Perpetua and Felicity, who are thrown to the leopards in front of a huge crowd when they were martyred. And the leopard was there just to begin the torment. They were to be mauled by the leopard, and then they would come in and have a gladiator finish them off. Perpetua was the first one to be thrown down. She fell prostrate. She got up, and seeing that Felicity was prostrate, she went over and reached out her hand to her and lifted her up. And they both stood up together, Perpetua and Felicity. The hostility of the crowd was appeased, and they were ordered to the gate of the son of Aviaria. And there Perpetua was welcomed by a catechumen. Rousing herself as if from sleep, so deeply had she been in spiritual ecstasy, she began to look around. So Perpetua had already been mauled by the beast, and she stood up, and she was looking around in an ecstasy. And she said, "When are we going to be led to the beast?" When she heard that it had already happened, she did not first believe it until she saw the marks of violence on her body and her clothing. So focused was Perpetua on Christ and his suffering and being united with him, she didn't even know that she had been mauled by a leopard. And then later in this witness story, it says that Perpetua, that she might experience this pain more deeply, rejoiced over her broken body and guided the shaking hand of the inexperienced gladiator to her throat. Such a woman, one before whom the unclean spirit trembled, could not perhaps have been killed had she herself not willed it. At the beginning of the season of Lent, let's not be afraid to embrace the sufferings that Christ is offering to us. Let us, in the sufferings, choose life, true life with Christ. It is this life that is given to us in this Holy Eucharist. We prepare hearts to receive Jesus.